The types of demons and dark forces. Dark forces are the universe's way of balancing the energy and consciousness of the earth plane. Humans have chosen and allowed dark forces to be a part of them, and because they have chosen it, they have been given what they have chosen. It is only those humans that have chosen the light path in life that have been given freedom from dark forces. Dark forces have only been allowed in people who have chosen dark or lower levels of consciousness or have opened themselves up to them through fear or other lower level emotions. Fear and lower level consciousness are the main doorways that allow dark and lower level forces to enter humans. There are many people who believe they are living a spiritual life, but in reality, they are only outwardly living a so-called spiritual life, when beneath the surface, they have dark forces operating through them, which does not allow their consciousness and soul to grow and expand. Religious fanaticism is another doorway demons use to enter people because it blocks off the soul from higher levels of consciousness by restricting it to a specific belief system, which is a form of lower level consciousness. A large part of religious ideas and teachings were created to limit the consciousness and power of its followers. By programming a religious belief system into the mind of a human, it blocks off its higher potential and limits its growth by limiting its consciousness to a genre of religion. By limiting the consciousness of a human to a particular genre of religion, it limits its potential and higher growth. The spirit of the universe is not a religion, nor does it condone the separation of humanity based on its religious preference. The demons are just one portion of a network of lower-level dark forces. The dark forces and dark side only exist to have power over humans and steal the power and soul parts and purpose of humans. They have come to Earth to be a part of the human race and steal as much power, energy, and light as they can. They have come to Earth to use humans as a power and energy source and create more power for the dark side. There are five types of demons or dark forces: shapeshifters, lessers, darketees and reptilians, fallen angels, and sorcerer spirit entities. Shapeshifting giant demons. Shapeshifting giant demons are the most highly advanced type of demons. They are whole non-human dark energy beings with an extremely high intelligence and ego. They are able to move in and around the energy body and the physical body. They are able to jump in and out of this realm and into theirs. They can be seen as balls of black energy in the energy field by those that have psychic gifts of vision. They are the major threat in the battle over humanity. They were never angels or light beings or came from the light. They were all born out of dark energy and dark consciousness. They are the most elusive and hardest to remove because they are able to shield themselves from the vision and detection of most healers. They are the most common and can be found on most people who have attachments. The only way they can be detected is through shamanic journeying or dowsing with a pendulum. Shapeshifters have been on Earth since the beginning of time, but more recently they have evolved in the ways they function with humans. Lesser demons. Lesser demons are the lower form of demon. They are not as advanced in the way they work as the shapeshifters, but they still possess a dark and negative power. Lesser demons are a combination of masses of dark and negative souls that have been compressed together to form a dark energy being. Lesser demons are a weaker and less powerful form of demon, but they are still a threat. Darketees and reptilians and greys. Darketees and reptilians are alien dark forces. They work together with the demons of the dark side. They are more advanced than the demons of the dark forces, and they control and are leaders of many demons. Dark ETs and reptilians are on a much higher level of power than the demons, and therefore retain a higher intelligence because of that. Dark ETs are harder to remove because of their level of intelligence and power. Dark ETs work on a much deeper level within humans to separate them from their higher soul or higher level of power. Dark ETs and reptilians also steal the astral body or spirit body of many humans while they sleep and dream. Dark ETs have also created a conflict within the laws of the universe by interfering with the free will of the human population. Fallen angels. Fallen angels were once light beings, but over time they chose to have power over and control the human race. They chose the dark side and were separated from the angels of the light. Fallen angels are extremely rare and have been found to only possess female women. They are not a major threat in the battle of power over the human race. Sorcerer spirit entities. Sorcerer spirit entities are spirits or human souls that have chosen to work for the dark side. They exist by stealing soul pieces and personal power from the people they possess. Sorcerer spirit entities work together with demons to have more power over the person they possess. Many sorcerer spirit entities were at one time sorcerers in their life on Earth. Sorcerers were people that worked with the power of the dark side to have power over other people. Many sorcerers were from the medieval ages, but still sorcerers can be found in all walks of life in modern times, from the energy thief that wastes your time and steals your energy, to the rapist who steals the power of the women he rapes. Sorcerer spirit entities steal and hold parts of personal power from the people they possess, and when they are removed, they must give up the parts of power they have stolen. Watcher demons. Watcher demons are demons that are waiting around for you to open a door so they can attach to you. Watcher demons can only hang around you and wait for a door to open so they can attach to you. Watcher demons are potential threats, so they must also be removed.